back to Master Mindset Podcast, episode 97.
That's it, C-Money. Hey, guys, we're talking about the three P's of change management. The final lesson is on process. Let's go. What is up, everyone? Thank you so much for checking out and listening to Mastery Mindset Podcast. The intent of this podcast is to equip you with tools to be the best version of you and give you proven strategies, tactics, science, methods from thought leaders, from our life, what we've done, to give you really clear systems and structure to be your best, to master your mindset, to win the inner game. And in this series, the three P's of change management, we're breaking down really three P's that you can execute right now to give you, again, that roadmap during COVID-19. And anytime you're faced with adversity, challenge, change, we think perspective is critical. We think having your priorities, you pinpoint crucial things you're going to execute. And then the last one, once you've identified those keys you're going to focus on, now it's time to create a new routine, a new process. We like to say focus on the process, not the pressure. Design yeah. trumps willpower. Discipline equals freedom. If we get clear on this, it's going to help you. It's going to help you stay focused. And it's going to give you, like I said, follow the yellow brick road. It's awareness, create a plan, and then take action. It's really those three steps. So let's just build this plan, this process right now. And yep. this was inspired T-Money. In your youthful life, have you ever, I'm about to throw you a zinger. You're not ready for this question, but let me just get ready for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Has your heart ever been broken?
Yes.
Okay. It probably sucked, right?
Yeah.
You'll need to describe what happened, but in that moment of like, maybe for you, it felt like a crisis moment. What did you do? Did you sit back and, I mean, obviously you have to grieve and be hurt, but like, did you develop a clear plan of action on your
yeah.
response?
Yeah. And it was when the day my brother went off to college, and I just like, I forced myself to stay busy to keep my mind off of it. So.
Yeah, because he's probably been your best friend or like someone yeah. to play with, hang with, talk to your For entire sure. life. You've never exactly. not had someone like that. And there's a room now that's empty. There's a seat at the table at dinner that's empty.
Yeah.
There's events to go to that are not there anymore. So that I can exactly. see that would be a really tough adjustment. So, and it comes back to this equation, E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. We can't control mm-hmm. events. The outcomes neither, but we can control the response. So it's really critical when we're faced with these challenges is to develop a plan. Plan the work and then work the plan.
Work and the plan.
About 12 years ago, Kendra and I broke up. So Ooh. Here I was single.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to marry her, but, you know, probably my fault being selfish, doing the wrong stuff. We just kind of took a little break and, you know, I probably slept an hour that night.
Yeah.
And then I went to Portland for a work conference, which was a saving grace because I was around people and I was staying busy. But when I got back, I was like, okay, I'm feeling pretty down. I don't know what to do. I'm living alone in my condo.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? So I took out a piece of paper and like the things that we talked about already, like, okay, this is the off season. This, you know, the off season, I'm going to have their project. I'm an athlete. The off season's like 4 to 7 months. So I'm not going to waste the off season. I'm going to win the weight. As we've been saying, I'm going to take control and mm-hmm. I'm going to develop a plan of health. I'm going to do more stuff at the gym, stay more active. I'm going to meet in a small group at church every Thursday. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to sleep better. I just had this, I listed like actions I wanted to accomplish, you know, in that time, different goals I want to set for myself. But that was my roadmap. And that kept me sane. That kept me focused. That gave me intent. That gave me purpose. It gave me something to strive towards to get better. And here's a stat from Dr. Sean Acor out of Harvard. He says, anticipating future rewards can raise endorphin levels by 27%. And endorphins is that gives you that juice. It gives you that mo. It gives you that fire to get your ass out of bed. Like, I'm working towards something, but I'm going to focus on the process to get to this new best version of me, this new. And I did this, you know, for several months. And I think after 4 months, we got back together and now we're married. But that process, that transformation, like, probably the best thing for me, even though it was hard. Yeah. So here's the challenge for you guys today. In the areas that we mentioned, to innovate, to sleep better, movement, to, you know, stay involved with people connected, the essentials for your well-being, develop a plan, develop a process, a routine, a daily schedule. And some of the workshops I've been doing with Zoom with some of the companies or some of the sports teams, like, I have a handout that they literally write out their plan, like a normal day and an off day.
Yeah.
So we get really clear on what we're going to do with our time. And we have some actions that we're really going to, some milestones we're going to hit.
Yeah.
So, and we've already talked about this with you, Team Money, but we're going to keep this episode short and sweet. So you can, once you're done with this podcast episode, get a piece of paper and literally draw out your off-season plan. What are some action goals you can do? And what happens, Team Money, when you hit those goals, you build momentum, you build confidence. You know what I'm saying? It's a really positive thing for your mindset to stay motivated. So let's go, guys. Simple one today. Develop your process. Focus on the process, not the prize. Process, not the outcome. Design trumps willpower. Design a phenomenal plan for you and work that plan. Awareness, plan, take action. That's how anything worthwhile happens is, hey, let's have that awareness level. What's important? What I need to do? What's that plan? And then you got to execute it. Take actions. Team Money, anything you want to add to close out this series?
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, just stay strong, stay connected. Another huge thing in this time is stay connected with your loved ones, people you care about.
Stay connected. Don't isolate yourself. You know, when you connect with someone, you create oxytocin, real connection, that bonding chemical, that like trust chemical. And you can't get that just looking at IG and Twitter. Like, have real conversations with people. See someone's face. Have that interaction. Hear their voice. Guys, but we got this together. We got this together. I know we can do this. If you can execute these three P's, I think you're going to have a solid plan to get better through this. Perspective, your priorities, and develop a process and trust it. If you like this episode, tweet about it, IG about it, put on the stories, Facebook. I'm going to put links to these episodes. So I think this could help someone who needs it. So please share this with people. And we got this. If you need anything, let us know. But the body has limits.
The mind is limitless.